Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. It is 8:03 on the clock. I got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Good morning over there, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Yeah, nice to see a little sun to start out the day.
even as the sun's rising and everything, you can kind of tell, oh, it's going to be a sunny day. Like, that's even before it hits you. It just is great this time of year. What else do we have in store for today?
Yeah, you know, it looks like a pretty quiet couple of days ahead here. Enjoying some of that sun here, especially through the first half of the day. You can still see some clouds filtering in more this afternoon. Highs about mid-30s. Light north to northeast winds, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 19. And then more clouds, some partial sun Friday, 38. An east wind, 10 to 15. Still pretty quiet Friday night. Saturday, 22 Friday night. Saturday, more clouds and sun, highs upper 30s. 20 on Saturday night. 40 on Sunday with more clouds and some partial sun. We do start to see a chance for a little bit of light mixed precip, maybe some wet snow coming in with a system Sunday night into Monday. 32 Sunday night, maybe a bit of a rain-snow mix into Monday with highs up near 40. And then dropping off gradually with the highs down through the 30s as we get into the middle of next week looking ahead. I'm meteorologist Paul Crowley.
The Arts Council presents
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the updates. Thanks so much for that. As always, we appreciate you. You have a good one, and we'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Excellent. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Our good friends over at the WeatherEye Weather Center, best in the business right there. Appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. We are having some fun this morning, and we're going to get into a lot of fun this hour because we're going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Looking forward to diving into that one. But part two right now of America's Strangest State Laws. Melissa and I got into this the other day, and this all started thanks to Pam. Pam sent over a strange law that Wisconsin held, or holds, I should say. Now, these are all in order. And going from weirdest and on down.
Okay.
So we could have went the other way with this, but because Wisconsin was in the top 10, I wanted to start there with the top 10. And for those that don't remember, in Wisconsin, butter substitutes are banned without permission in public places. You could get a fine for something like that if you bring your own butter or you don't bring your money.
Don't bring your oleomargarine in man.
None of that. I can't believe it's not butter around here. Now we're moving on to number 13. That's where we left off. And number 13 takes us to Hawaii.
Okay.
Where it's illegal to place a coin in one's ear. They don't like magic in Hawaii, apparently. No, no magic.
Guy doing street magic on there. Saying, oh, I found a coin. You're under arrest.
Here, get over here. Yeah, I don't need that.
Don't do it
right
by a police
here.
Officer.
Yeah.
That's rough. They don't. Not only that, they also don't like grandparents. Apparently, didn't every grandparent got something behind here? Yes. Oh, look what I found—a quarter. Like,
exactly.
Come here, Grandpa. None of that. How dare you, Grandpa? This Grandpa is—he's got 13 grandkids, and he's every one of them. He's pulled a coin out of their ear. Lock them up. Get him out of here.
Recidivism rate, I'm telling you.
Number 14 takes us to Seth's old stomping grounds, his home state, Minnesota.
Okay.
And this is one of the more ridiculous ones, you guys. In Minnesota, dirty tires are banned.
What?
Of all the states to do that.
Dirty tires? Have you driven in Minnesota in the winter? I mean, come on.
There's no way they could enforce this.
No.
They don't have a police force big enough. Like, there's no way that you should be pulling people over for 5 seconds.
The police car's tires are dirty. I mean, come on, they can't even do it.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. They can't, I can't chill with my tires looking like this.
Imagine if they enforce this, and like at Minnesotans, like every 10 feet, they got to like clean off their window, their car, clean off the window.
We'd never get anywhere.
It just that one's odd to me just because of the state it takes place in. That's
weird, so weird.
And tires get dirty. They ride on the road.
Yeah, roads are dirty.
No, is it tires that are attached to cars or
I don't know. That's a good question.
This is a good question. That's a good question, yeah. Number 15 takes us to Arkansas, where you can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m. at night. Thank God.
You're a sandwich chef.
Yeah, thank God Arkansas took this subject very seriously.
Very seriously.
I want to know so bad what happened. Who was honking their horn so bad outside Johnny's sandwich shop after 9
after
o'clock?
After 9.
Like 9:05.
Very specifically.
Yes.
After 9.
We got to put a stop to this. We got to stop this guy who was honking his horn all the time.
It was, yeah, this one sub shop got so upset about it. Yes. Like, I'm going to make a law about this, man. Stop honking your horns.
Well, I had to look it up, guys. It was created in the 1920s when a curb service fad was taking on throughout the country.
Oh, huh. There you go. Huh. Didn't have any apps back then. Had to use your horn, I guess. Mm,
mm. Yeah. Yeah. And after 9 p.m., that got to be a real problem.
Can imagine. Wow. Yeah. That one actually adds up a little bit. Huh. I don't know if it still is needed, but, you know, at the time, it sounds like it did help.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
In South Dakota, we go for number 16, where it's illegal to sleep in a cheese factory.
You know, I find that the aroma of a cheese factory is very conducive to sleep. Mm. So, you know, I can understand totally why they would do. No, what is ridiculous? No, come
this
on.
This is insane.
Unless if people were falling asleep on the line. Then they could, you know, I could see that.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. I don't think you would have to worry about that in Wisconsin happening. I don't see that happening here or not. Number 17 is North Carolina, where drunk bingo is unlawful.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
Drunk
that's
bingo.
Not fair.
It's the only way you can play bingo, right?
The only way you're gonna get
bingo,
right? Me to play bingo.
See?
That's right? Perfect.
So you cannot do that in North Carolina, Melissa. You have been duly warned that you cannot do that, okay?
I'll remember.
Don't go
that.
Play drunk bingo in North Carolina.
None of that. Can't be
none
having
of
that.
That. No.
It's a little too much. Mm-hmm. A little too much, everybody. Got to simmer down now. number 18 takes us to New Hampshire, where it's illegal to carry away or collect seaweed at night.
Ooh.
During the day, it's fine.
Yes, during the day, you go ahead and get all the seaweed you want. But as soon as it is dusk, you can't. Oh, no, grab all the seaweed quick. It's almost dusk. As you ask the person that you're doing this with, why are we doing this? Why?
Because I want to open up my own sushi shop. That's why.
Being honest, the rebel without a pause that I am, I could see teenage me in New Hampshire like trying to grab some seaweed at dusk, just as I push the limit and everything.
All dressed in black.
Yeah. Like,
you've got a flashlight attached to your forehead kind of thing. Ooh, okay.
I'm really showing
it's
the
like
man
you're a
here.
Jewel thief.
Yeah.
You're stealing seaweed.
Yeah, completely. I'm lucky I didn't grow up in New Hampshire. Number 19, New Mexico. This one may be onto something. Idiots are banned from voting. Well.
Okay, this one I think I can understand.
Yeah, this one might have a little bit of legs
there,
on it.
There used to be a categorization of people was actually called idiot.
Yeah.
So it means you were mentally, you know, had some issues. So I'm guessing that's what they meant. Of course, idiot now means something very different in today's culture. So. Yeah, I'm just surprised they didn't take something off the books or change it or something. You know, the wording on it would have been, oh, well.
Yeah. That's
because you just start accusing people. That idiot can't vote.
Yeah, that's a rough one. That's that's a rough one to try to, like, hammer out.
Yeah.
Because by the time they're done, nobody would be able to vote.
Yes, exactly.
There'd be nobody left. Everybody is going to have an opinion on this one. Yeah. Number 20, Wyoming. Any new building that costs over $100,000 must have 1% of the funds spent on artwork for it.
Which means any building now.
Yeah, right.
Building is over $100,000. So, yeah. Wow.
That one's interesting.
I kind of
like that one, actually. If you got that kind of money, too. I mean,
now I want to go to Wyoming and just randomly go in buildings to see if they are up to snuff on their artwork. Yeah.
It would be awesome if, like, Wyoming took this very seriously.
Yes.
Like, you know, every Wyoming has some piece of art in their house.
It's all the same painting, the guy and the horse or something like that.
Or every house has dogs playing poker. Every house.
On velvet, yes.
On velvet, yes. It's got to be on velvet. Doesn't count.
Okay, I love that the first article I pulled up about that is Wyoming legislators look to allow artless new public buildings.
So they have looked at this. That's hilarious.
That's good. That's pretty good.
And in 2021.
Wow. Took them a while, but okay. Artless.
Ohio is where we go next at number 21, where it's illegal to get a fish drunk. Thank you. Thank you, Ohio.
Finally.
It's about time. I'm not saying that necessarily this is good because of people trying to get fish drunk. I'm so sick and tired. I'm at the bar. I'm hanging out with my friends, and this fish comes over. Like, hey, you guys mind if I take a drink out of that pitcher? Or you guys mind if I? And they're just always trying to like get your beer. They're always trying to like, look, man, get your own beer. Get your own beer. I don't have pockets. I can't. Yeah. Get me with that.
Don't, no, you know. Could you just drop me in the glass, man? Yeah. I don't have any arms or hands.
This reminds me of the movie Snowball Express when they just opened their new ski chalet and the guy comes over, hey, there's a fish in my drink. And the bartender goes, shh, don't tell her. Everybody will want one.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Oh, I like this. Number 22 is Montana, where it's illegal to give a rat a present. Oh, I'm sorry. It's illegal to give a rat as a present.
Oh, phew, okay. Oh. I wouldn't give a rat a present anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. They are so just ungrateful.
They're ungrateful.
Yes,
yeah.
They're the worst.
Not one thank you card.
Not one.
Not one rat has sent out a thank you card.
Yeah, yeah.
Is in what state?
This is
Montana, I think. All they do is they give you, what did they give you? Pestilence.
Yes,
that's all they give you. Yeah. You know, I'm tired of getting pestilence from rats.
I also, I've been trying and I have yet to come across one of these rats that can cook. Like, I don't know what they were thinking of Ratatouille, but I don't know how accurate that movie is.
Even
I'm starting to think it's not very accurate.
No,
at all.
Even Rizzo, you know, from the Muppets.
Yeah,
he's funny, but come on.
Not much of a cook.
No,
not much of a cook.
No. Jeez. Who's giving a rat as a gift, by the way?
I really want to see that. I want to see
it
that happen
one time, yes. And people are like, oh, this is ridiculous. Stop this.
That's the thing. Every one of these, whether we're talking about it or not, the first thing to run through my head is what
brought it on?
Yes. Number 23, Pennsylvania, where you're breaking the law if you offer any fortune-telling services.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, Pennsylvania, hardcore.
Uh-huh. Miss Cleo, not welcomed in Pennsylvania. Boy, that I know I'm dating myself on that one, but that was a funny time to be alive.
It was late night TV was so weird back then.
It was the last days of landline, everybody having a landline and the 1-800 numbers and all that. Like nowadays, you call a 1-800 number for a business or something like that, but there's no more. Call Corey if you're alone and you want to talk to Corey for just $1.99. You can talk to Corey and he'll be your friend, or you know, all those different ones, and of course the late night ones they had, and all that stuff. Like that's such a different time. We make jokes about it in class sometimes, and you just see the most blank looks on students' faces. Like, they have no idea what you're talking about. Miss Cleo, why would people do that? Why?
It's because the rates were so much cheaper at night back then.
Yeah.
That anyone could advertise basically anything. So yeah.
I don't have anything against the idea of the fortune telling and all that.
Sure.
But I will say I got a little Houdini in me, and as far as I don't like people like scamming people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part is good to say. I think that part is good for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, people are also, they have a right to do what they want with their money. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it's a balance that you got to kind of figure out there. Number 24 takes us to Kentucky, where a woman cannot marry the same man four times.
Four times.
Four times. Four times. They cut you off after three.
Thank God men in Kentucky took it upon themselves to look out for women and to make sure that they're not marrying men four times. Aren't you?
The same man.
Yes.
Exactly.
Melissa, if you want to take a moment to thank the great state of Kentucky, I understand. What, man? How did that one get in? Like, how did that slip through? And didn't, like, because most of the time I'm thinking, oh, what was the one incident that made this happen?
Mm-hmm.
To make something like this, it feels like it had to have happened more than once. Like, what was going on?
And it was all to state legislator people in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So they're like, they got together and they're like, wait, how many times have you been married to that woman? Oh, three. Well, we got to put a stop to this, you know?
But it was for the woman.
Yeah, yeah, you noticed that. Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to put the spin on this, guys, because I know we're trying to be funny, but I almost think it's actually probably for a woman's protection.
That could be.
I remarried the same man twice, and I was in an abusive relationship. So that could be for a woman's protection, because a lot of times abusive people will bring a person back in, reel them back in. Doesn't matter how hard you try to get away.
It's a really strong point.
Yes.
Makes me think of it a little differently, too. And maybe the Kentucky might, if that's the case, if that's where it stems from, Kentucky may have been a little ahead of things on this, as far as looking into women's rights.
Yeah.
Virginia takes us to number 25, where you can't go trick-or-treating if you're over 14 years old.
Oh, that's just not fair.
That's rough. I could see a cutoff for trick-or-treating, but not at 14.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I think 14, you're still... Those are the last... That's like the last chance you have to trick-or-treat, I think. Because once you're... Like, even at 13 and 14, you may see other 13 and 14-year-olds that aren't trick-or-treating, and you're like, oh, you're a little baby. You're, you know, and all that stuff and everything. And I, we kids, we've been hearing this since we were kids. We've been saying it since we were parents. Kids grew up too fast. Any chances we have to let them hold on to some youth...
Just a little bit.
I got no problem with that. I don't see the hang up on that one.
Oh, my 12-year-old is already done.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not doing it anymore. Okay.
There you
go. It should be up to the kid.
Exactly.
They want to do it when they're 16, 17.
I agree.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't.
They're doing that instead of other things.
I've just this last Halloween, I had some kids that were definitely over 14 coming by, getting candy.
Yeah,
I didn't care. Yeah. I didn't bother.
They didn't even say trick or treat. Come on, kids. At least you got to do that.
I do make them do that. I do make them say trick or treat. I do. That is my one staple.
They're going to hear it anyway. Aren't you a little old to be trick or treating? I mean, they're going to hear that multiple times.
Number 26, Nebraska, where you can't get married if you have a venereal disease.
That's a good law.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
That's a good law.
Not going to fight on that one. Not going to fight you on that one. That's a good law.
So we're getting to the laws that actually make a little sense now. That's kind of interesting.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll wrap up on number 27. Now, we will continue the rest of this list on Monday with Beth and Melissa. We'll continue it then.
Cool.
But for right now, we'll get you one more, number 27. And you know me, I'm going to wrap up on a good one here, everybody. I can't even say it. All right. Number 27 takes us to the great state of Washington, where thankfully it is illegal to hunt, kill, or otherwise harass Bigfoot or any other hitherto undiscovered species.
Okay.
So thankfully, this is where all the Bigfoots have migrated.
It's to Washington State, yes. Lots of forests there. Yeah. Yeah, they like forests.
I guess I've never really gotten a straight answer on this. Is there just one Bigfoot, or are there a family? Is this a race of
how could it
creatures?
Be just one? Unless it lives forever.
Unless it's a mythical character that has magical powers.
I've been joking about this since I watched like the first season of CSI. Like, I don't know why people commit crimes anymore. Why? You can't get away with anything anymore. You can't jaywalk without 15 cameras catching you doing it. I don't understand what people are thinking anymore. Like, there's literally nothing you can get away with. In this day and age, you're telling me that an animal, a creature, or whatever you want to call it, that is literally made like all hair, that we haven't found a lump
of
hair somewhere?
That's huge, yeah.
In the century that Bigfoot has been around, we've not found one clump of hair, not one hairball, not one, like a tuft of hair caught on a tree branch or anything.
I'm telling you, I think this actually proves that Bigfoot is around, and Bigfoot is very savvy about their secrecy.
Yeah, yes.
Because I'm sure they were lobbying to get this law passed.
I was going to say, they must have a lobbyist.
Maybe they've got a couple of Congress people in their pockets, you know?
We've been spending all this time fighting with ourselves, Democrats and Republicans. Meanwhile, the supernatural are taking over. They're taking over our government. That's where the real fear. That makes as much sense as about anything else I've heard out of politics lately. That makes just as much sense.
Bigfoot, the Hodag, and Champy are getting together to take us down, man.
Now, guys,
what year do you think that this was passed?
Oh, recently,
boy. Yeah. Unfortunately, I gotta say, what year, Mel?
Well, there's a few of them, actually, because the first one was enacted in Skamania County in Washington State in 1969.
Yep, that makes sense.
That's
they
way
made
too
it illegal
much
to hunt Bigfoot. And then in 1984, they repealed the original ordinance and passed a replacement.
Wow.
Jeez. And then as early as 1992, the Whatcom County Council passed resolution that made the county a Sasquatch Protection and Refuge Area.
I think they're taking it a little too far here.
In danger of death or injury.
maybe taking it a little too far. I will say that it does make me think, though, that they must really, you know, this is where all the Sasquatches are. That's where they're all hanging out.
They got a refuge area now. Yeah.
It does also.
Someplace it's safe for them.
Yeah.
Did anybody see the story? Because we should have learned from our brothers and sisters down south in Mexico and everything. The Mexico's president shared a photo recently of what he says appears to be an aluxe, a mystical woodland spirit. He believes he actually had a photo of it and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a doozy, too. It's a pretty, like, there's a lot of people that are believing him on this. I'm actually going to show Seth this picture of this real quick. And it's just this thing in a tree.
Yeah.
Looks like it could be a monkey with a wig.
Yeah.
It's
a monkey that stole a wig, actually, is what it is. No.
We talk a lot about our politics here and stuff. I mean, is this that far-fetched that one of our presidents could do something like this? Like, are we that far away from it? Like,
I thought we already had one.
Yeah, we got it kind of.
We almost had got one in that thought.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we are just like everyone else. Oh, bummer.
Turns out. Yep. We got more. Were you going to say something?
Well, I just want to go back to the Hawaii law because I had to look that one up too.
Yeah.
And it came from 1900 when Hawaii became a part of the United States. There was an order to destroy all Hawaiian coins and people would hide them in their ears.
Wow.
Now it's a sign of being a drug dealer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, man. That all right, not to tell drug dealers how to do their job or anything, but that seems like a really, like, on-the-nose kind of, like, easy way to be able to tell somebody is just like, why do you have a coin in your ear? Yeah. Oh, okay, that's why.
We see you. We know what you're doing.
Yeah. Why don't you just wear a sign? I guess you don't have to. You just put a coin in your ear. You don't even have to make a sign.
Yes, I'm a shirt drug dealer.
Oh, Melissa, thank you so much for tracking that down. That's good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well done. Nice reporting. We are going to get into the rest of these states on Monday. Melissa and Beth and I will get into these. Look forward to part three, everybody, of weirdest state laws.
Weird America
coming up for you. For now, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here at the Morning Show on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day where we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at Misty's Menu. And a note about Misty's, they are going to be closed the first 3 weeks of March. They will be resuming normal hours beginning March 20th. Keep that in mind, everybody. And when they do that, be sure to greet them. Let's have a big group of people there and give them a good turnout for their first day back. And visit them over at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Big thank you to our friends over at Misty's Menu, sponsoring the club.
Mm-hmm.
We have three qualifiers here, so I'm going to need a one through three from you, Seth.
Let's do three.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish you a happy birthday to Sarah Bouvier.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday.
Sarah and I go way back to high school and everything. A wonderful human being, great mom, great person. Sarah's awesome. Happy birthday, Sarah. Also celebrating a birthday today, Bill Heck.
Oh, happy birthday, Bill.
Bill, happy birthday.
Bill's a good guy.
Yeah.
Bill's a good guy. We wish you a great birthday, Mr. Heck. Hope you have a great one. Enjoy your day, Bill. And our qualifier celebrating a birthday, Donna Virginsky.
Oh, Donna, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Donna. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a number of Virginskys in the area, I believe. I think there's two different spellings, I believe, of it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But my Nana and Papa, their first good friends here in Wisconsin, were some Virginskys.
Oh, very cool.
I don't know if that's awesome. A relation or not. But
yeah.
Happy birthday, Donna. Enjoy your day, and you're our qualifier for today.
Yes, indeed.
We take a look at the people that can never qualify celebrity list now.
for anything. No, just kidding. My kid celebrity.
They got enough. They got enough. They can't get free Misties.
No.
Looking at this list, Luke Combs is 33, famous singer, songwriter, country singer. Nathalie Emmanuel is 34. She is Miss Sandy in Game of Thrones. She's also in The Fast and the Furious and the Maze Runner sequels.
I've seen none of those.
I have seen The Maze Runner, at least the first one. I really liked it. It was good. But the book, of course, was better.
That's what exactly what my sister said. Yeah. She really liked the books. Mm-hmm. James Arthur is 35. Say You Won't Let Go. That's his big hit.
Okay.
Reggie Bush is 38 today. I can't believe Reggie Bush is only 38.
Seems like he's been around forever.
Yeah. He won a Super Bowl ring with the New Orleans Saints. He lost his Heisman Trophy for cheating and breaking the NCAA rules. Then went on to star in the Wendy's ads where he had a great, they give him a burger. Like, hey Reggie, we heard you lost something, so here's this. And they give him a burger. And he does one of the best acting performances I think I've seen in the commercial by an athlete. Reggie Bush is no actor, but he did a really good job with this scene. Like, he did a really good job with it. He's actually done great with those commercials. He did not have the NFL career that many of us expected him to. I thought he was going to be the next Marshall Faulk. Mm-hmm. I really did. But still done a great collegiate career, amazing collegiate career, and really has done well off field and with his life and the way I think he's a good talker when he's on College Game Day and a lot of those shows.
Life after football. There is life after football, everybody.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger is 41. just played perfectly into it. Retired Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback. Won two Super Bowls, I believe, with the Steelers.
So he's one of those players for me that I have, like, absolutely no positive or negative. Like, I have no feelings towards Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, he's just like a guy, you know?
Gotcha. I'm with you on that. Bryce Dallas Howard is 42, Ron Howard's daughter. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated Ron Howard's birthday the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She is Claire in Jurassic World and its sequels, Fallen Kingdom and Dominion. She's also the lady in the water, and she was Kate Connor in Terminator Salvation. I think she's a strong actor. She was, I think her first big role was The Village, M. Night Shyamalan's The Village, and I thought she did a very good job in that. I will say, much like her father, better than average actors, incredible directors.
I think from now on, we'll maybe see her occasionally act. I think she's more going to focus on directing, just like her dad did. Yeah,
I really enjoyed Jon Favreau brought on a bunch of people to direct the Mandalorian episodes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love the season finale from last year. I'm going into it, and I didn't know that it was Rob Rodriguez directed it, but because some of the scenes were like, oh yeah, Rodriguez directed it. And sure enough, he did.
Yeah.
And same thing with her, where I'm like, I bet you Bryce did it, because she learned a lot from her father, but her attention to detail in scene work is really smart, really well done.
Her episode from the first season was one of my favorites. Yeah. She did a really good job.
I'm with you, yeah. Rebel Wilson is 43. She is Fat Amy in the Pitch Perfect movie. She was in Cats. She was in the remake for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and a sneaky good movie, Hustle, with Sandra Bullock. No, that's a different movie I'm thinking of. But she's good. I like her. I think
very
she's
funny. Yeah.
She's good, yeah. Chris Martin is 46, Coldplay lead singer-songwriter. The most recent, but the final James Bond, Daniel Craig is 55 today.
Wow.
Wow.
His fifth and final James Bond was No Time to Die. A huge twist at the end of that one. Never saw. I've seen every James Bond movie. Never see one end like that.
That's good.
It really blew me away. Really shocked me.
Nice.
I thought Daniel Craig was great as James Bond. I would put him as maybe my second or third, you know?
Wow.
No, probably third. Yep. Probably third. Everybody's got Connery in the number one spot. Roger Moore was really
underrated.
Good. I thought he was underrated as James Bond.
I like his James Bond.
He's also the Bond that a lot of us grew up with, so I think there's some of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Pierce Brosnan. I'd like to have seen Pierce Brosnan do James Bond after, he was always toted as doing it, like similar to Timothy Dalton.
Yep.
And Timothy Dalton got the role and didn't do anything with it, didn't even try. Whereas Pierce Brosnan was really trying, and he took on James Bond at the time where America was, not just America, audiences were finding, like, we've never seen James Bond take a punch. Like, we got to see, I want to see Bond hurting. I want, we wanted the anti-hero. It wasn't enough to be the hero anymore. Now we need more of a darker hero. We need a hero with backstory. We need some of that. And that's where Pierce Brosnan took over.
Yep.
So that James Bond, that first James Bond he does, GoldenEye, with Sean Bean, one of the best Bond villains ever.
Yes.
It holds up to me. Like, that was a really good one. And I was so excited to see what he would do. And it never really hit that same mark again. But I would like to have seen nowadays younger Pierce Brosnan in the modern cinema. Oh, he'd kill it.
That'd be great. Well, you know, he after Moore retired from Bond, he was the first guy on the list. But at the time, he was filming a show called Remington Steele.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it because of scheduling.
And he was already playing a spy.
Yeah, exactly.
He thought he would be typecast.
Yep.
So it just didn't work out.
Yep.
Like the law, and then, you know, you get Timothy Dalton in there and does a horrible job. And but that is an interest. It's going to be fascinating to see who they cast next. I guarantee you it will not look like any of the other James Bonds.
Nope.
I don't know who they're going to cast or what they're going to cast.
But so want a woman Bond.
I'd love that.
I think that would be so great. Cool.
I want that as much as I want the series to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I do want more James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Let's see here. John Bon Jovi is 61. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to pause 1 second. Daniel Craig, much more than James Bond, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, fantastic acting in that. He is a bona fide thespian. That man can perform. The Glass Onion movie
and the
Glass Onion movie is so good in those.
Yep.
I really like his work in those. John Bon Jovi is 61 today. Full name and real spelling, John Francis Bonajovi.
What? An Italian Bonajovi. Who changed his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Who would thunk that?
I don't have a whole lot to say about John Bon Jovi, I'll be honest.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that made them very famous, very popular, and
my sister
them.
Being one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, big Bon Jovi fan.
He was in a lot of movies, though.
Yeah, he's been in a few, yes. He's not a bad actor.
My dad is a big fan of Wanted Dead or Alive.
Mm-hmm.
He loves that song. I will say that the theme to Young Guns that he did and everything, I did like that song. I did like that song. I liked it a lot. It's a good song. It was Young Guns 2.
Young Guns 2, get it right.
Yes.
And Emilio Estevez in it.
With one of the weirdest endings to a movie ever. Ever. Like, I love those movies. I watch them still. And I don't know how much they hold up, really.
There was that time in the 80s that they tried to bring back the Western.
Yeah.
And they did not do a very good job of it.
No. Do love them, though. I do watch them. I still love them. I'm a sucker for Westerns.
Right.
Let's see. Jay Osmond is 68. The Osmonds, a brother of Alan, Merrill, Wayne, Jimmy, Donnie, and Marie.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole. Okay.
My mom's favorite actor of all time was John Wayne, but her favorite comedic actor was Gilda Radner. My dad was a huge Jane Curtin fan, really loved her. I was a big Lorraine Newman fan, and a happy 71st birthday to original SNL cast member Lorraine Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Underused, underrated, she'd get the Conehead sketches and everything, and she'd usually get like to play the older sister in a sketch to Chevy Chase or something. I never thought they even scratched the surface for her. Mm-hmm. Jane Curtin and Gilda Radner got a lot of opportunities, and they had to take the ball and run with it. You hear them talk about it was a real boys club over there at SNL those first years, so any woman getting in a scene was tough. But I just thought Lorraine Newman just never really got a chance to really get in a lot of things, similar to Garrett Morris. I don't think they ever really... Garrett Morris had some legendary sketches, but I still don't think they ever really scratched the surface for him.
No. Nope.
Big fan of Miss Newman. Happy 71st, Lorraine. And happy 74th birthday to Gates McFadden, Dr. Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes, indeed. She was so good in that role.
I heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
And some people no longer with us. Mikhail Gorbachev would have been 92 today.
Wow.
Born in 1931, passed away in 2022, former Soviet president.
Mm-hmm.
The work that him and President Reagan did will live on forever. They worked very hard to end the Cold War, along with many, many, many other thousands of people and everything like that. But I think, more recent history for some, we don't necessarily give credit to, it seems like, very often. I think that Mikhail Gorbachev should be talked about,
pretty
strongly. Mm-hmm. Not to say that he was a perfect human being or anything like that, but I think that it's the work that him and President Reagan did is especially right now in 2023 with everything going on over there and stuff. Like, I think that's pretty darn noteworthy.
Yeah, it is.
Noteworthy.
Tom Wolfe, born on this day. Him and his white suits. Born in 1930, passed away in 2018, author of The Right Stuff, Bonfire of the Vanities, and yes, you would never see Tom Wolfe outside of a white suit.
That's right.
Just a pristine, perfectly done white suit.
Interesting. I'm just curious why he picked something that's so hard to keep clean.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a very white. Yeah, never heard always it. White. I don't know.
I do know he made fun of himself on The Simpsons about it.
Yes,
I do
he did.
Know that. Yeah. Bart spilled something on him and he just rips it off and there's another white suit right under it. The great, the wonderful, the amazing Lou Reed, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2013. Take a walk on the wild side with him. If you are a fan of anything that involves punk or anything like punk or anything like that, you got to thank the Velvet Underground, Mr. Lou Reed, because not that he was the godfather of this, but one of the, I would say, almost popish punk at times without trying to be. Lou Reed was, with some of the crossover hits he would have.
If you listen to the first couple of, well, there was only a couple of Velvet Underground records, he was the main songwriter and singer for them, and you can hear it. You can hear it in the way he sang, in very different from what was, I mean, very different from what was going on at the time in the late 60s.
Yeah.
You do not hear anything like the Velvet Underground.
And the great Karen Carpenter, born in this day, from the Carpenters, born in 1950, passed away way too young in 1983. Thankfully, one of the silver linings to come from her passing was people taking more attention to mental health issues. Eating disorders and a lot of this. Karen Carpenter suffered this her whole life. And I don't think many of us understand much about that. And then it happening to somebody who was so in the public eye and so well-loved and everything, I think really brought it home for a lot of people.
It did. It did.
I don't think a lot of people can think of that as something that can cause death either. And unfortunately, with her passing, it brought light to that.
It did.
And anybody will tell you that knows anything about music, especially drumming, maybe the most underrated drummer of all time. And Karen Carpenter could drum.
Because, A, she was a woman, and B, she sang as well. Not a lot of drummers sing, but she did both at the same time. But I'm
very impressive.
Exactly. It's hard enough to play another instrument. Play drums at the same time?
Yeah.
But also, she had a voice like no one else.
Yeah.
I have never heard a voice like hers.
I still haven't.
One of a kind. Yeah. One of a kind voice.
Incredible entertainer. Incredible entertainer. And again, nowadays, you've got all this stuff on video, so if you want to do yourself a favor, and you know, I've heard all the Carpenter's hits a billion times or whatever. Google Karen Carpenter drum solo.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
It's cool.
Do it during the after Melissa's news, and you will be, it'll be one of your good stories of the day.
Yeah.
We mentioned Dr. Seuss earlier, talked about him. Let's talk about one more. Desi Arnaz, born in 1917, passed away in 1986.
Lucy, I'm home.
Lucy, I'm home. Ricky Ricardo and I Love Lucy. His company, Desi Lou, was a powerful studio that produced a number of hit TV series, including Star Trek and Mission Impossible.
That's correct.
Now, Desi Arnaz had some stuff with Lucy that was not cool and not kosher by any means whatsoever. And at the same time, it was a day and age where a Latino artist was the lead actor on a sitcom that was the most popular sitcom in the country, using his real voice, using his real name. That says a lot. We talk about representation and how important that is. There is not enough credit given to the trailblazers and the people that were doing this, especially at a time. Yep. It's hard right now. If I run any of the major networks and I got a guy like George Lopez, household name. People know George. He's been around forever and everything. No, he can't lead a sitcom.
Yep.
We can't have a Latino star leading a sitcom. In 2023, this is hard to pull off. Look what Desi Arnaz
1950s.
Did. Now, would he be able to do this without Lucy? No.
Well, no.
No way. No. But you still have to give credit where it's due.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that he was able to pull it off. Now, what you said about Lucy is absolutely true. They wanted Lucy for the show. She said, I'm doing it with Desi. You're not going to, because they did not want him. Yep. They did not want Desi Arnaz on the show. She's like, nope, I'm not doing it without my husband. There you go. That's why.
It's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Sarah Bouvier, to Bill Hack, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Donna Virginsky.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Yes, happy birthday.
And keep in mind, Misty's Menu is closed until March 20th when they open their doors back up. Visit them over there at the store and enjoy at the shop and enjoy yourself. For now, sit back and take a listen to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Thanks for joining us. Breakdown. Hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here. Smokey Sings.
I think I made up for the last one.
Yes, you did. I don't know how noticeable it is or how obvious it is. So if I'm saying the most obvious thing in the world, I apologize. But I always thought it was cool in that song how you've got a little bit of Tears of a Clown. You've got, if you notice in the beginning of that, mm-hmm. that there's a little bit of a Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown yep. beat there yep. in there. And I don't know if that's how intentional that is or how obvious it is, but I always thought that was cool as a kid.
Oh, and if you know Martin Fry, the guy, the lead singer for ABC, and kind mm-hmm. of like the creative force behind it, yeah. totally intentional, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah?
He's one of those guys, very smart, yeah.
I did not know much about ABC, mm-hmm. but I knew and loved that song.
For yeah. sure.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Time to get out of the 80s and get a little more modern
do
here.
We have to?
So we're going to go to the 90s. Wait, no, I'm joking.
we made it past another decade. All right.
Terry and I actually were getting into a similar subject yesterday. We were talking about new words added to the dictionary and added to maybe a lot of people's lexicons out there.
Okay.
Well, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has around 470,000 words in it, and there's still not a word for everything. So this was kind of a fun idea. On Tuesday, their official Twitter account asked people from other countries to name their favorite word we don't have a word for in English.
Ooh, that's a pretty cool idea.
I love this.
Very
yeah.
cool.
We're always looking for new fun ways to do stuff yeah. like this and to show, bring us closer together as a world and everything. What a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. Nice job, Merriam-Webster. So our first one on here, sobremasa. Sobremasa.
Hmm.
Sobremasa. Spanish for that chill time around the table after dinner when you're just chatting and hanging out. And,
oh, yeah.
This is usually when I'm getting up and putting the plate or putting things mm-hmm. away so my mother won't do it or something like that, that kind of thing.
Sobremasa. And it's such a nice sounding word.
Sobremasa.
Oh, it flows,
Sobremasa.
Oh, Spanish is such a cool language.
It is a beautiful language.
Yes.
Yeah. Sundoku.
Sundoku,
a Japanese word mm-hmm. for when you buy a lot of books and let them pile up, but you don't actually read them.
They have a word for that? That is so awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Sundoku.
Key League. I think it's pronounced Key League.
Okay.
And these are broken down phonetically.
Phonetically for
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Oh, there's no way I'd have gotten this far. I'd still be on that Sobra-E. K-League. It's a word used in the Philippines. It means the rush of joy you feel after seeing or experiencing something romantic.
Oh, see, now there's one that should enter your vocabulary because
yes.
you need to use that. Yeah.
Key League.
I love
there
this.
You go. Oh, I really love that one. I really, really like that one. Key League. The language is Tagalog, pronounced Tagalog. Tagalog.
Okay.
They use in the Philippines. Their official language is called Tagalog. 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 Tagalog.
Very cool.
That's it. Tagalog. There we go. Gigil. Gigil.
Gigil, okay.
Gigil, yeah. Another word used in the Philippines, it means something is overly cute. Overwhelmingly cute. So cute, you might feel the urge to squeeze it or eat it. What was it? The Abominable Snowman with a Bugs Bunny. And
oh, yeah. Call you George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to love him and hug him and squeeze him, and I'm going to call him George. I'm
going to
love him and hug him and squeeze him.
There is actually a similar word in Japanese that I love. It's kawaii.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Hawaii
word.
With a K.
Yeah,
it's kawaii.
Yeah,
yeah, it means super cute. Yeah.
I'm going to have that voice in my head. I'm going to love him and I'm going to squeeze him.
Dan Freeberg, by the way.
Yes.
That was Dan Freeberg.
Nice.
Sorry.
No. Well needed. Outvine. I'm making it more German than I am. Outvine. It's a Dutch word.
Okay.
It's a Dutch word for walking or exercising on a windy day, especially to relax or help center yourself.
Specifically on a windy day.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Mm. And by the way, you did. I think that's a good pronunciation. Dutch sounds very close to German.
Does
so
it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very close.
I don't
close.
Know as much Dutch as I yeah. could. I wouldn't mind learning more Dutch, though. Interesting. That's a good one. They do get a lot of wind over there. I mean, you know, it is yeah. that's where wind combines go. You know, windmills, all that
yep,
stuff.
Yeah, that's
everything.
Right. So that's right.
Seeing a little bit of a theme there.
Yep.
Right? For Freude. For Freude, it's a German word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make it like a Latin or something. For Freude, that Italian accent of yeah. mine, man, that just really kicks it at the worst times.
German words in Italian, I love it.
Yeah. A German word that's sort of like a pre-joy. It's when you're thinking about something in the future and it makes you really happy.
Oh.
Like anticipation.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it's very specific. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's a very cool thing.
Kabbalazalat. Kabbalazalat, or Kalabazulat. It's a German word, so that S
yeah,
would be
go.
A Z.
Yep.
Yeah, Kabbalazulat. Another German word that literally means cable salad. It's when you've got a bunch of wires twisted up and have to untangle them.
Oh, see?
Okay.
Again,
cable
man.
Salad.
Cable. I love that. I just love cable salad. Cable that sounds salad. Cool.
Yep. I'm going to use that.
That one's got to be used. Yes, we have to. We have to get that into our consciousness.
Exactly.
This next one is not fair. It's not fair to ask radio announcers, even in China, to do this.
Oh, no.
This is a Chinese word, and I'm not even sure it's fair to ask them in China to do it.
Yeah.
Bafu sing ala aya. Bafu sing aya.
Okay.
Bafu sing aya. It means revenge bedtime procrastination in Chinese.
What?
It's when you stay up late because you don't get enough time to yourself all day.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
So that's what it's called when I do literally yes. every day of my life. Every night yeah. of my life, I should say. Okay, now I got a term for it.
See, now you got to practice. You got to practice saying that word 100 times.
Get that into
you know.
Your vocabulary.
Chinese is so hard.
It's also not fair because the beginning of that is my favorite Italian swear word. It may be actually my favorite swear word.
Period. Yeah.
Yes. And so that got it. I almost got in trouble on that one, you guys. Maybe only with the FCC in Italy, but still.
I was going to say, I don't think they can get you on other language swear words.
I don't think they're tuning in.
Oh, that's actually true. You listen to, especially down south, Spanish radio stations live on this. Like, they live on this because the FCC can't really mess with this. They get away with, like, tons of stuff and everything. Yeah. Even in 2023, they're still doing this. Still
they're
getting
sneaky.
Away with it and everything.
They're sneaky.
Let's see here. Kalsurikanit. Karusinakanit. It's a Finnish word that means pants drunk or drinking at home in your underwear with no plans to go out.
Pants drunk.
Another one, pants drunk.
Pants drunk. Yep. Oh, you Finnish people. I take back everything bad I ever said about you. That was wonderful. That was
what
awesome.
What are you saying bad about Finnish people?
It's where I'm from. You make fun of Finnish people. Sorry, I'm sorry.
All right. Fine, I'll let you pass on that.
I didn't get a chance to forward this to you guys yesterday, but I have to do this. It just works out timing-wise too well. We got another one of those emails yesterday. This
cool.
one from Jari Luma. Mm-hmm. Hello and greetings from the Finnish Lapland. My name is Jari, and I am an AM radio enthusiast from mm-hmm. Finland.
Ooh. Yep.
So maybe, Jari, if you hear this segment, you can let us know how horribly I'm mispronouncing this
word. Pronunciation on that would be great.
And are you ever pants drunk?
Yes, yes. I think that that's a fair journalistic question, Melissa. Yes.
That's kind of personal. I don't think that for poor Jari has to answer
one. However, I don't usually drink at home in my underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have underwear on, but they're under my other pants.
Yeah. Probably smart move. Probably, yeah.
I just got this so hilarious image of Melissa in boxer shorts, just kind of like hanging on the couch.
Yeah, yes, very, you know. Just slouched on the couch.
With a beer, yeah.
Yeah, slouched on the couch.
I do have them. They have roses on them.
Right.
They're classics.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Classic.
And we wrap up with a fun one here. Kushi ka bi shi. Kushi sha bi shi. Kushi ka bi shi. A Japanese word mm-hmm. that literally means lonely mouth.
Oh.
It's when you're not hungry, but you eat because you're bored.
So it's like bored eating. Okay. All right.
I love that. I really like that too. One. That's a great one. Yeah. And now I think the fun thing would be for Americans to come up with their own word for these things, because these are all of these fit. All of these are things we all experience.
Thing we all do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we just have to use multiple words to describe it.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have one word for it.
It's pretty kind of cool to think of that too, though, because we're making new words all the time and everything. Yet there's so much that we haven't given a definition to yet.
It's language is so much fun.
We're gonna have a lot of fun after CBS News. We've got our pet of the week from the Southfield County Humane Society coming up right here. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.